Moo and Snake Hips don't leave on Live 89.5. This is Chris on Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zana Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. And joining me in the studio now, Craig Ferguson, the Consul General for the Australian Consulate here in Phuket. How's it going?
Morning, Chris. Very well, thank you.
Good morning. So I'm glad that I made it through there, because you just gave me the nice little talk about what a consulate is and why we have one in Phuket. And if I didn't remember that, I'd have really bad listening comprehension, which is bad for a radio DJ. But I'm very happy to meet you, because I always hear such lovely things, especially because the big boss next door is an Aussie himself.
Thanks a lot, Chris. And it's terrific to be in Phuket. The consulate does its best to assist Australians where it can. Sometimes Australians get into difficult situations and
yes.
they need a helping hand, and that's one of the reasons that we've opened the consulate here last year.
That's really fantastic. And you know, like we were saying, it's always very nice to have somebody in a foreign land that can help you if need be. I know personally the Canadian Embassy doesn't even accept phone calls in Bangkok, so I've been left out adrift a few times. So I'm very happy to see that Australia is a little bit more better represented here in the kingdom.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. And as I was saying before, it's interesting, because you know, ultimately, sometimes when we step into a situation, we're not offering too much more than moral support and a helping hand. Australians who fall victim to situations where they've perhaps broken a law, they need to understand that they have to face the consequences here under Thai law. We certainly won't get them out of prison or get them out of a situation, but we will do what we can to assist, and that often includes giving them a list of lawyers, putting them in touch with their family, etc.
And of course, even just simple nuisances on vacation. If you lose your passport while you're here, it's nice to know that you can just come to the consulate in Phuket instead of having to try and find a way to get up to Bangkok without a passport.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing a lot of Aussies come into the consulate with passport questions and issues, and they're all very happy that we can sort them out here in Phuket and avoid the trip up to Bangkok.
Absolutely. And with a bit more of a, I guess you don't want to say celebratory, but it's more of a recognition. Coming up next Tuesday is the Anzac Day Dawn service here in Phuket.
Yeah, that's right. It is a very important day on the calendar for Australian and New Zealand people, because it marks the day that the Australian and Allied soldiers landed on the Gallipoli Peninsula in Turkey in 1915, on the 25th of April. And there were a lot of lives lost that day. There were thousands of people that lost their lives that day. And it's a very important legend for us to keep alive. The spirit of the Anzacs is something we talk about in Australia. And April 25, around Australia and in many places overseas, Australians and New Zealanders, they stop and they mark the day. And we're doing that here in Phuket with a dawn service, which will be held next Tuesday.
Which is very. I always think that's a very nice way to recognize something, when it's the dawn service, kind of a commemoration of the day rather than kind of just a celebration of the day. Because obviously, it's not something to be celebrated, but there were a lot of lives that were lost that day, and they were given for the cause of freedom. So, you know, you could argue that it was worth it in some ways, but at the same time, it was very sad to have all those lives lost for the cause.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, our service that we're holding next Tuesday at dawn will be a very dignified and a very solemn service. And we do traditionally hold these at dawn. And I think the reason behind that is that was a time of day that was very peaceful and quiet for the soldiers, as they sort of reflected on what they were going through. And in many cases, it was also a chance for them to prepare for the day and to prepare for battle. And in some cases, there were attacks that were launched before dawn. So it was a time when the soldiers were very much getting themselves ready and getting themselves alert for the day. And that's an appropriate time of day for us, too, to remember them.
And I think, especially now, there's a lot of kind of turbulence happening around the world, with some rather small-minded people with their fingers on some big buttons. And I think it's important for us to remember what we've been through before, especially now that World War One, World War Two. There's nobody left alive that went through World War One, and very few who went through World War Two. So I think it's very important that we remember these things past their lifetime, so that we don't make the same mistakes again.
Yeah, it's a good point. And one of the things we try and encourage at Anzac Day services is for as many children to come as possible so that we can let them see the way that we mark and remember this day. It's very important to keep the spirit of Anzac alive, and that's only going to happen when kids come along and they see how we remember it. And I remember as a kid going along the services in Australia and seeing diggers marching on Anzac Day with their medals on the left-hand side of their chest over their heart, proudly. And that's something that we really need to remember.
Absolutely. So this is going to be happening nice and early next Tuesday, 6:30 a.m., of course, the dawn service. And it's happening at the Phuket Yacht Club, yes?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Many places in Australia and New Zealand that have Anzac Day services, they choose a location that that is perhaps a symbolic or significant place, because it might be a war cemetery or a memorial or some sort of place that marks the Anzac and the war. However, in Phuket, we don't have a spot like that. So
no.
We've decided to hold it at the Phuket Yacht Club, which is a very private and quiet place on the island. It's down off Chow Phra East Road. The address is at phuketyachtclub.com. And it's we're going to hopefully see the sunrise over the water there. It's a very nice, quiet part of the island, and we look forward to seeing as many people as we can come along.
And if you also have the option of members of the public welcome to lay a wreath as well, but you do request that they give you a heads up beforehand.
Yeah, look, that would be good. There are a few community groups and organizations that have already indicated to us that they would like to lay a wreath. And we would welcome that during the service. The service will run for about an hour, and it will commence 6:30 a.m. Sharp. So we would ask people to arrive perhaps 15 or 20 minutes before that, find a car park, find your way into the location. And of course, there will be the standard things that happen during a service. There'll be some readings, there'll be a prayer, there'll be some singing, there'll be the anthems, the flags, the last post, the 2 minutes silence, all of the things that we come to know of as Australians and New Zealanders in our Anzac Day services, we hope to have here too.
And this might be a bit of a silly question, but dress code, dress in black if available?
Look, there's no standard dress code, Chris. I think the time of day, it won't necessarily be too hot. People that have got medals, they often, from their relatives, perhaps their grandfather or somebody else in their family, they often like to wear the medals, and that's of course something we'd love to see. And normally people that wear medals from their relatives would wear them on the right side of their chest. If they earned the medal themselves, it would be worn on the left hand side of their chest. And look, it's a casual event, but it is solemn and dignified, so
yes.
I guess the dress code can come from there.
Right, of course. So if you want to register your attendance, please do so by tomorrow is the requested time for that. And you can do so at rsvp.phuket@dfat.gov.au. And if you want to get all that information, if you didn't have a pen just now, you can go to our website. We have a link there, thephuketnews.com, and click on events. Craig, thank you so much for coming in today, and best of luck with the Anzac Day commemoration next Tuesday.
Thanks, Chris. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we have some Bon Jovi 916 here on Live 89.5.